What's good, everybody? Brand new you here. So I'm trying to do a garage sale out in the middle of the country at my mom's house. Done garage sales before, but they didn't really do like really good. There were some people that would come through and just look and stuff like that, but there was like some successful times, like school supplies or like Halloween costumes and stuff like that. Just, you know, certain items in seasonal times, you know, like Christmas and stuff like that, you know, but regular stuff I'd probably do better at the flea market. I was just testing to see if my garage sale would go well at all, and so far I haven't seen anybody show up yet. I got here at like before like 6 or 7, and it's already 9:14. So I'm probably gonna have to do this stuff at the flea market. Even at the flea market with hundreds of people walking through, it's sometimes challenging to get anything to sell. People walk by and they just look. It's kind of disappointing and also discouraging, but at the same time, every once in a while you get somebody coming through and they actually take interest in some of your items and buy, and you know, yes, like, you know, Napoleon Dynamite. But anyways, you know, I want to talk about some Christian rap, since, you know, this is a Christian rap podcast, and, you know, I need to stay on it. I need to stay on the newest and best Christian rap. You know, lately I've been listening to some of the HCU, Houston Christians United, Disciple Drew mixes. You know, some of that would be like World Rejects music, you know, Scrape Thode. Anyways, and also Puntin has a new mixtape called Lone Star Stater, and I've been jamming that in my car, and I burned it to a CD, and I might burn CDs to hand out or mail. So if anybody wants one, you know, of course you can go to datpiff.com and do all this stuff yourself. I'm probably just gonna hand mixtapes to strangers, but if anybody's ever wanting mixtapes from me, you know, just like, because y'all are like, I don't know, a bit too busy to burn CDs yourself, or you don't really have that, you know, CD burner or something, or, you know, you just want a random box of random mixtapes that are Christian rap, you know, then just to be surprised, kind of like having a Christmas present or, you know, something like that, you know, just, you know, anytime you go to the post office and open something up and then you're not knowing what to expect, it feels like Christmas. So, you know, if y'all want to, you know, do that, you know, you can email me hotrapmix@gmail.com. Of course, I'm not sure how many of those I can do because I don't have a whole lot of money, so it does cost money to mail stuff. So if y'all want to help out on shipping, then you can also, you know, just use Cash App to pay me like $5 or something, or if you just want to also be generous and give me like a few extra bucks just to, you know, help me out and stuff like that, you can, you know, pay me on Cash App or even Venmo and write a note. Well, I don't know if it's smart to do it on Venmo unless you do it privately, because usually when you write something on Venmo, it goes, like, if you set it to public, people can see, like, what you wrote, and if your post, your address, which I'm going to need to send you the mixtape, then it might be better to use Cash App. And then just write in the little comment your address so that I can send it to you. So yeah, I would like to be able to send some mixtapes to people or other things. Eventually I want to do merch. I want to sell my own like designs, t-shirts and stuff like that. So stay posted up at my website, hotrapmix@gmail.com, or even my blog. I need to write in that thing more, honestly. I don't write in it enough. I need to write blogs more. I could do so much with blogs because I write. You know, I'm a writer. You know, I like to draw and I like to do stuff, but it takes time to create a masterpiece. So, like, to create animations and music and all that takes sometimes days and weeks and months. But writing, it just takes maybe a few minutes to an hour or so, just depending on what you're trying to write. And I can always put links to stuff like music and stuff, you know. So if y'all do like my podcast, you know, and it's almost like a blog, you know, just about anything you do these days that you let other people follow your life, it's a blog in one way or another. Even podcasts, you know, it's just an audio blog. And then you go on YouTube, you got video blogs. You go on TikTok, that's video blogs. You go on a blog, you know, it's just somebody writing stuff like a newspaper, or, you know, just giving people, it's like a little mini website. So hit up my website, hotrapmix.com, or brandnewyou.com, BRANNUYU.com, and you can stay, you know, updated with whatever I'm, you know, doing with music, whether I'm promoting somebody else's music or my own. I do both, you know. I promote other people's music. I interview people. And that's one benefit of this podcast. I know I haven't done much interviews lately. I need to start hitting people up again. It's just been a good minute. You know, I plan to interview a guy from my church, Rudy T. Hopefully CJ Sharon, if I can ever, contact him, because he's busy with his TikToks and stuff like that. And, you know, every once in a while he'll like my videos and he'll comment back, you know, something. But it's just been hard to get actual contact with him and set a date, you know, because he's already said he wants to do an interview, but I haven't figured out how to actually, like, get it. You know, that's the hard part of doing interviews with people, is setting a date. Like, hey, let's do it on this date at this time. And with me, it's been hard to do that because my Wi-Fi, I don't have a good Wi-Fi. It's usually my phone data, and I tether my internet sometimes from my phone, but it's kind of slow sometimes. But it's not impossible, because I did the Liznell 98 interview with my phone, and we got by just fine. So hopefully I can do that again. I just need to have some confidence and trust that it's going to work, you know, and go the full 20-30 minutes that the interview usually is, and not cut out, you know. But anyways, yeah, that's just been the issue these days. I don't have my own place anymore. I used to have my own place, and, you know, I'm trying to get my own place again, but it's going to take, you know, me getting a better job or finding a way to monetize the creativity that I do, you know, making stickers, making merch, selling stuff, you know, you name it, being an entrepreneur like Gary Vee, you know, flipping stuff, selling stuff from garage sales, stuff like that, you know. So I try to do that, but it's sometimes hard, you know, when you're kind of introverted and, you know, you're like, you don't see a lot of people every day. You live out sort of in the country, or you're kind of living, you know, in your own space. You're not in public every day. This whole quarantine's made it a little bit harder, you know, the quarantine's kind of technically lifted, but we still have all these, you know, social distancing rules and stuff like that, and wearing masks, and so it's been kind of hard. And, you know, I could use eBay. It does, you know, I need to, you know, put effort towards listing it. The only issue is I'm not always near my P.O. box. like every day from where I'm staying to where my P.O. box is. So I'm always scared somebody's going to order something and I'm not going to be able to, you know, go ship it. But, you know, also there's the pricing and the just figuring out how I'm going to box it and stuff like that. Like, you know, what kind of packaging am I going to use? I got a bunch of envelopes and stuff up, you know, in my storage and stuff. But, you know, it's just, it's challenging. And the same thing for my music. You know, I do got songs. I need to put more songs out there. I know I don't have a whole lot of variety, so that's probably why I don't have, like, a lot of, you know, support for my music, because I don't really have a lot out there for people to really choose from to listen to. You know, usually when you listen to an artist, you're looking for their best songs, you know, and I feel like I have a few good songs, but they're not, like, I don't know how memorable they are. Like, they, yeah, they're puppy and kitty songs, they're funny, they're cute, and I got a coffee song, and, you know, I think that one's pretty fun, but then it can get old, you know, you listen to it over and over, and it's like, when's brand new, you gonna put out some new music, you know, when's brand new, you gonna have something new and better, and, something, different, you know, so hopefully I can do that soon, but yeah, as far as, songs I've been jamming lately, other than the HCU, Houston Christians United, DJ Disciple Drew, and, stuff like that, I've been, as usual, I still jam 91.7 FM, Engine Radio, NGEN, yeah, good old Chris Chicago and Marcus in the morning and the Neely time, I think that's how you say his name, and in the morning there's that Brent guy, that was hearing, the Brent and Sherry podcast, or Oddcast, I think, yeah, anyways, I did write down a whole playlist of songs that I, you know, was jamming that I found out about through Engine Radio, you know, because, you know, you listen throughout the day and they have a lot of songs on rotation, and some of them you like and some of them you don't like. So I wrote down the ones I liked and I actually purchased a few of them. So I'll name some of those. Okay, so recently, and CJ Sharon's music hasn't got to the radio yet, so maybe one day he'll be on Engine Radio, but I got his song Flowers in My Soul, then I got the Young Cortez, What You Think, that one's been jamming on Engine, in fact, 97.9 The Box picked that one up, I think, you know, and they've been jamming that, a Christian rap song, you know, by World Rejects, or one of the World Rejects, Fire, I think, is on there, Fire, the Armageddon, he's on there, and Young Cortez, I'm new to Young Cortez, so I don't know much about him, but I know about World Rejects, and then I got another song called Not Too Far by Gavi, and that one's, I'll probably play some snippets. Let me go back and play a snippet of What You Think. You know. Or maybe I should play some CJ Sharon. And I got an old iPhone, so sometimes it bugs out on the iTunes, so I had to close it. So I'm waiting for it to open up again, and it's on a white screen, and it's, okay, finally it loaded. Scroll down. Flowers in My Soul by CJ Sharon. Oh, he's got some other songs, I guess, too.
Coffee in my cup, don't need.
But it's pretty tight. It's like that rap rock sound. He's like, got that Christian emo punk sound. I'm gonna play some H-Town here, Young Cortez, what you think? It's like a tape being popped in. Tape cassette. If you're old school like that, you know what that is.
Hey, straight from that H-Town, city of swangers, you know what I'm talking about? Hey, hey, what you think? Christians out here couldn't ride clean. Post up on the block with the whole team. What you think? Christians out here couldn't swing dime. Pop trunk on them boys in that H-Town. Hey, what you think, man? Christians couldn't look this hard. Draped up with a grill straight from bar wall. Hey, real talk, don't judge how we look. But we walk in the spirit, we just look like some crooks. Hey, hot that H-Town.
Okay, so just playing a snippets here, not playing the whole song. So if y'all want to check that out, that's Young Cortez, What You Think. WATCHU Think. Just so it's not hard for you to find it, because you might be trying to search it and it might not be popping up. So hopefully that will help you. This one is Gavi, Not Too Far. And it's like a really encouraging song. It reminds you of God's love, that you're not too far off. If you're a child of God, he'll bring you home. If you're lost, he'll save you. It's a really good song. Gavi, Gavi, and that's the song Not Too Far. Marcus in the Morning from Engine Radio has a song called Shift the Culture.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's okay when we're talking about killing each other. It's okay when we're talking about disrespecting our women. It's okay, but we start doing some positive.
Features Derek Minor, you know who that is. So I'm going to play another song by Mission and Brandon P. And that's B-R-V-N-D-O-N. So I guess the V in it is like an upside down A. So Brandon P with the V instead of an A. And the song is called Issa Bop. I-S-S-A-B-O-P.
Here at home. I'ma keep it real while I got you on this song.
So it's pretty upbeat. It's pretty cool. I like it. There's another, song called Center Stage by Zonti. If you ever heard of his song God Taught Me, that's the one that got him like real popular. So he's got a song that, you know, got popular on Engine called Center Stage. And it was quite a while before he actually released the single. You know, people kept asking about it, but here it is. So that's Zonti, Zauntee. This one is Live Forever by 116. If you ever heard of 116 Click with Lecrae, Tadashi, Triple E, and others. I don't think Triple E's on this song. It's 1K Few, Aaron Cole, Hovi, Tadashi, Triple E, Wande, and maybe What Up RG, I'm not sure. So that's Triple E, the one that was the guy rapping, the girl singing We Gonna Live Forever. That was Wande. She actually sounds kind of like Natalie Lorne, who used to be called Susie Rock, I think, you know. And also, she kind of sounds like some of these other artists that, you know, like, I don't know if I'm going to be off in who I'm comparing to, but some of the female artists that are in the mainstream, which I don't recommend a lot, you know, of mainstream music. In fact, some of the names as of this point in time, they're not really doing like Christian music or anything that I would recommend. Maybe in the future they will, but I'm gonna name drop them, and you know, just, you know, keep them in prayer that one day God will, you know, touch them to do, you know, Jesus music. But, you know, there's Nicki Minaj, there's also Cardi B, and who else is there, you know, that's like Ariana Grande, you know, those kind of ladies. And there's, I'm sure there's others, you know, that are like real popular and famous. But, you know, on the Christian side, we got Butta P, we got Hee Sun Lee, we got Angie Rose, we got Jasmine Orozco, we got Wande, we got Natalie Lauren, and a good bunch of, you know, different ones that are, you know, those. There's also V Rose, and I'm probably missing some names, but there's quite a few that are known and not known. Like, I know in Houston there was, you know, Cypreme. And also, I think M Session used the same lady to sing. And a few other Houston artists have had, you know, singers on their track that, you know, maybe, I don't know if they were really heavy pursuing music or they just had a gift and they used it that one time, but they're not really like pursuing like a music career, or they don't have albums, they just have singles or features and stuff. There is one lady that featured on a song that you probably can't find on the internet right now. It's only on his CD, but it's Billy Dorsey, You and I Time. And the lady on that song is fire. I would say you have to get his album. I don't remember what it's called, but it's called You and I Time. You and I, like the the letter U. But yeah, it's Billy Dorsey, B-I-L-L-I-E, Dorsey, D-O-R-S-E-Y. And that's, I don't know if he's kin or related to DJ DMD Dory Dorsey, D-O-R-E-Y. Of course, I already spelled Dorsey, but, you know, I asked Billy, and he doesn't know, so it's possible that they got some sort of relationship, but I'm not sure. Yeah, check out both of their music. You know, DJ DMD, 25 Bibles on My Dresser, his remake to 25 Lighters on My Dresser when he was doing like secular music. Haven't heard from him lately, so I don't know what he's doing. He was like promoting a bunch of Christian rap and hip hop. He was supposed to be working on a new album to follow up his remakes of some of his popular songs. Like he made a short EP quite a bit ago, like, you know, just a little past 2010, probably 11, 12 or 13 ish. I don't remember what year exactly it was, but it was like almost a decade or so ago. And still no release yet on his new music that, you know, he was, you know, kind of teasing us with a few years ago, showing some behind the scenes in the studio, and I've been waiting for them to drop and still nothing. So I don't know when or if it's ever gonna drop. You know, hopefully it does. You know, we need some new DJ DMD music out here. And so hopefully, if you're an artist out there listening to me right now, don't do that. Don't make your tease your audience with music and then never release it. You know, that I know I've done that before, and I honestly have a bunch of beats that I've played, and I said Ultimate Fiesta coming soon, and I released like a single, at least, you know, at least I released a single. But I took it back, though. I want to remake it because it kind of came out, like, when I listened to it again, I was like, man, this is kind of cheesy. I want to do something, like, better. And maybe that's what DJ DMD is doing. He doesn't want to release anything until it's, like, perfect. And, you know, that could be a good thing and a bad thing. It could be, like, you know, if you're too much of a perfectionist, you'll never get anything out, you know. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you don't want to release, you know, something that's less than finished, you know. But, you know, mixing and mastering, there's probably a such thing as mastering it too much. You know, there's, you know, you can master it in several different ways, and it's going to sound good this way, and this way. But you can't have them all. You can only pick one. And, you know, you just got to find what people like and resonate with and what's jamming and get it on out there. And if you want to make another version of the song later, then make a remix, you know, make another version of it, like Toby Mac does that all the time, releases an album and then releases a dubstep version of it. And same thing with Manifest, you know. Chris Greenwood, he's got his own podcast called Smart Music Business. I recommend that podcast. He's got it on YouTube and on like Apple and all that. So check that out. But yeah, I don't know what else to say because I've already played, you know, all my new music that I've downloaded. You know, I can't spend a whole lot of money on, you know, buying music, you know, since I've got a, you know, budget. So I only got like 5 new songs. Other than that, it's like a bunch of songs that I replay every once in a while. Depends if I'm like bored of them or not, you know, and sometimes, you know, I got a bunch of albums I get at like Goodwill and, you know, a while back. I'll talk about that because I haven't talked about my music that I've picked up from Goodwill. So I picked up a Pedity album. Pedity's an old school Christian hip hop artist, or Christian rap, you know, and who else did they have? They had some Grits. They had a, you know, a few Grits albums. They had a Pedity album. And then I found a bunch of like Christian rock as well. You know, some Pillar, you know. And I'm talking about some Christian rock on a Christian rap podcast because there are rap rockers, people who do a mix of rap and rock. You know, Pillar does that sometimes. Linkin Park, which is, you know, known as a secular band, but I've known some Christians that have favorite songs by Linkin Park and stuff, you know, and there's Christians that have been inspired by that style. Not, maybe they don't, you know, necessarily support the message of all the songs that they release, but their style is kind of what led the way, you know, or like, you know, they were sort of a groundbreaking band for so many other people to adopt that kind of style. Like Thousand Foot Crutch, you know, or Manifest. You listen to their songs and they sound like the Christian Linkin Park. Basically they're rapping and they're doing rock. Skillet's got a few songs, you know, that have a little bit of rap kind of, and Falling Up has some as well. What was the song by Falling Up? I can't remember. Something Jackson. Jackson 5. Yeah. And a few other songs that they had. But Skillet. Something Angels. I'm trying to think of the name. I can't think of it right now, but, you know, just look up Skillet Angels and it probably will come up. And yeah, there's other bands. There's Cutlass, Cutless, and Skillet was Skillet. Pillar is pretty easy. It's Pillar. Falling Up, that's self-explanatory. Thousand Foot Crutch, the crutch is KRUTCH. Manifest is MANAFEST. Yeah, so I've recommended some rap rock, Christian rock bands that do like the rapping on their rock, you know, metal sounding tracks. You know, it's not necessarily like rap beats. Few bands have mixed it up. You know, they did rock style vocals on a rap beat, or they did a little bit of like, you know, rapping kind of vocals. You know, they sounded like real rappers on, you know, a rap beat or even on a rock beat. You know, they mix it up like Attack Attack. I don't know if that was necessarily a Christian band. It was something that they played at Texas Bible Institute back in the day at Discovery Camp. You know, they played it there on the speakers for the dance crew. You know, so I don't know. It was a pretty popular band, I guess, even with Christians. Maybe they were professing Christians and stuff. I don't know. because they're like old school, and then I don't know if they broke up or changed their name or what. But anyways, they had Attack had a song called Hot Grills High Tops, and that was like an intro that was like kind of that crunk ATL rap stuff that sounds like Lil Jon. And then the next song that comes up was, I think, Stick Stickly, which is like screamo, like Under Oath kind of sounding stuff. And then it was into like some EDM techno like stuff, you know. They had a interlude track that was like definitely like mostly techno and rock sounding vocals, like Under Oath kind of stuff. Or I don't know if Anne Berlin would, or there's a few other Christian rock bands I'll mention. There's Taking Back Sunday. What else is there? There's, if you Google some of these names, a ton of recommendations will come up. If you look up Family Force 5, they do like rap rock kind of stuff. That their style is so unique. They got even like features like Tedashi, Lecrae, and KB on some of their tracks. So definitely look up Family Force 5, because they definitely got that, you know, punk rock emo screamo sound mixed up with some crunk rap hip-hop sort of, you know, stuff. So, and some worship sounds. They have a few, like, I think worship tracks, you know, stuff that's a little bit slower and kind of mellowed out and stuff like that. So Family Force 5. And another, like, a secular band that comes to mind is Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. That the guy from Family Force 5 kind of sounds like him. And I just got reminded of Group One Crew. You should check them out. They do like a rap pop kind of stuff. Of course, Toby Mac. And then there's you know, who else is there that I was just thinking of? I just thought of somebody and I can't. Oh, Capital Kings. Yeah, look up Capital Kings. They have sort of like a little bit of a rap style and stuff. So, yeah, I can't think of anything else to say or talk about. Just if y'all want to support me and my stuff, y'all can help by sharing my stuff, whether it's a video or a blog post, to your own social media. You know, retweet, repost, whatever it is. You know, I use Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Rizzle's sort of still in the development. It's kind of a new platform with maybe some bugs and glitches. It's been around and people are using it, you know. So it's not necessarily in development, but I don't know. I can't really say it's not technically something that's like, you know, it's official, but it feels like it's unofficial. It's not like on a TikTok level yet. It's still got some things, kinks to work out before it's like gonna really get everyone's attention. Especially since they don't have comments. It's just video responses from one person to another. And it's all topic based, you know. You create channels and it's like little video blogs, and then people can respond to each other's video blogs. That's what Rizzle is. You know, they create topics that you can create videos to. So, they ask you a question and you create a video answering that question. But yeah, that's one thing y'all could support me with, is sharing my stuff, my content, whether it's my TikTok videos or my Instagram posts. If you go on my Instagram, feel free to scroll, because I've got years of content that got slept on, that, you know, is like there's stuff that people haven't seen that just got a few likes on it. You know, I didn't really have a large following to begin with, so for the years I've posted stuff, you know, people usually only see the top stuff, like the stuff that's like the newest. So I encourage y'all to look at all my old stuff, like just scroll, and maybe even repost some of the stuff that I've, you know, put out before. Look up my tags, my usernames, whatever. It's brand new you, BranNewYu, or Hot Rap Mix, HOTRAPMIX. And that would be my two different usernames for Instagram. TikTok, I use Brand New You for TikTok. I kind of used Hot Rap Mix maybe for one or two TikToks, or just a few videos, just a small handful of videos. Brand New You is my main one. But Hot Rap Mix and Brand New You, I've got a whole bunch of Hot Rap Mix posts, and then more recently I got more onto Brand New You, but still, like, check both of them out, because I'm still using both of them back to back. And so, yeah, there's that, you know. There's also my website, of course, you know, and you can check back every once in a while and see, you know, what's new on there. I need to update it more frequently, because I feel like people probably don't even visit anymore, because they know I'm not, like, posting regularly, and I need to. I don't know if I should ever hire somebody to help me, because I don't know how much to charge. See, I need help figuring out how to be a better business person, because I don't know what to charge and all that kind of stuff, you know, like how much I should pay people for certain things, or how much people I should charge, you know, say if I want to create artwork for somebody or animation or something. It's kind of sometimes hard to figure out what my price is. I know it's, you've got to kind of take the consideration of the time and the resources, how much you paid for and everything else, and kind of round up an estimate and then create the invoice and all that stuff, you know. Sometimes I feel like people are going to be discouraged if I throw out a big giant number. They're going, oh, it's too expensive. Well, you know, my price is my price, and this and that, you know. And sometimes I wonder if I'm going to get anyone by charging big, you know, prices. But if anybody has experience in that kind of thing and wants to kind of help me out, mentor me in that area, y'all can kind of reach out to me and let me know what y'all do as a freelancer, entrepreneur. Just email me, hotrapmix@gmail.com, and that's the best way to reach me, other than just DMing me on whatever social profile you can find of me. Brandon Olin, BrandynOlen is my name. And that's how y'all can find me on Facebook. I can't think of other profiles. I don't Snapchat a lot. And so I got email, of course, hotrapmix@gmail.com. And I'm trying to think of whatever other social media. Those are the main ones. I don't Twitter a whole lot, but I do sometimes. I don't know what the benefits are of Twitter. I guess it's just like any other social media that, you know, it still is popular, and I probably should be on it more. It's just, you know, I've heard it said, you know, you should try to focus on two main ones, you know, because trying to do it all by yourself, yeah, if I had a team, I could do all of them, but I'm one person, and I gotta be productive at the same time. I can't just manage. I've got to also create, you know. So, you know, what am I gonna promote if I have nothing created, no content, nothing? I gotta promote content that I actually create, and that takes time. But if I spend all my time promoting nothing or what I've already made, you know, then, like, I don't know. I need some really good content that I share over and over. But, like, at the same time, I always want to create something new and fresh, because some things, you know, are popular only one time, and then after that, you know, people are like, oh yeah, I've already heard that, I already seen that, and they want something new. They want something fresh. So, yeah, if anybody's got any ideas, tips, advice, comments, questions, suggestions, whatever, you can also, you can not only just email me, hotrapmix@gmail.com, or reach out to me on the provided social media. You can also use the call-in feature of Anchor if you go to anchor.fm/brandnewyou, BRANNUYU, then you can, I thought of something else that I'm going to mention here in a second, but anyways, go to that Anchor link. And then I think the call-in feature is on that, or just download the Anchor app on your phone or tablet, whatever you're using, and you can use that call-in feature. Find Brand New You Podcast, and then you can, leave your comment, suggestion, question, shout-out, whatever you're wanting to say, and I can even include it into the podcast if you want to. I probably will whatever sounds good, like it can be included. I'm going to assume that you want to be in the podcast. So just keep that in mind. Otherwise just email me or something. But if you want to do some shout outs to some Christian rappers, or you want to shout out my podcast and stuff like that, just words of encouragement, you can do the call in. I'm trying to think of what else to say. Oh yeah. So earlier in the podcast, I was saying if you wanted a mixtape, you could Cash App me, but I never gave you my Cash App tag, and that would be $BrandMan197. BrandMan197, BRANMAN 197. And that's, you can, pay me the money for the shipping and handling, and then just any additional money that you just want to support, Brand New You, all the different stuff that I do, just my creativity, just your generosity, just whatever you're wanting to, give. BrandMan197 is my Cash App. And I do have Venmo too. It's just Brandon Nolan, BRANDYNNOLEN. That's my username, so you probably find me with that, just that alone. If you do send any money through Cash App, just don't forget to add that comment of where your address is that I'm supposed to send the mixtapes to or whatever. One of these days I might do like sort of free giveaway kind of thing, or some sort of prize contest. I don't know, but I haven't really figured out what to do and how to set that up yet. And I'm trying to think of what else, but I do want to start creating actual merch that I sell as well. Punton recently released his Lean on God t-shirts, and my homie Herb Addison, Herbert Addison, aka Herb Flav, H-E-R-B, F-L-A-V, he actually decided to, because I'd expressed, that it's kind of hard for me to support Punton right now and get his t-shirt, so Herb pitched in to help me. He offered to buy me a shirt, and asked me what size and stuff. So shout out to Herb for being kind and generous and helping me out, just to help me support Punton and his Lean on God, apparel or t-shirts, clothing. He's got hats, he's got stickers and styrofoam cups and car fresheners and other things. But I think it's leanongod.com, if I'm not mistaken. You can look up Punton, Lean on God, P-U-N-T-I-N, Lean on God on Google or social media or whatever you can use to find his pages and stuff and like them and stuff. So you can follow and see what new merch he comes out with. But yeah, shout out to Punton and stuff. Hopefully I can, get some of my own stuff out there to sell, you know, my own designs, my own brands and stuff. I need some ideas, some new fresh things. I have things that I've scribbled down, but they need to be refined and turned into some really awesome, cool looking logo that when somebody sees it, they are compelled to want to buy it. Like a really cool round black sticker with this cute, cool looking cartoon rooster. I had this random rooster idea. I don't know what I'm wanting to use it for yet, whether it's like reaction videos or like random rooster reactions. I think that's what it's going to be. But there's also, you know, other things that I'm wanting to do, you know, that I haven't totally figured out yet exactly what the brand is going to be, or the title or whatever, or the logos. But I've had little sketches here and there and ideas that popped into my mind that I just need to flesh them out and figure out exactly what to make them and stuff. So I would like a creative team in the future. I know it probably costs money unless people are volunteering and helping you out initially and then later become your hired staff. Like if you ever like go into a full-time like business. But right now it's sort of like a hobby that I can potentially make money with, but I haven't turned it into a business, haven't done the whole LLC thing, and, you know, I haven't, like, done all the corporate stuff. You know, I kind of just do it as me right now. So, if anybody knows how to help me out with all that kind of stuff, you know, reach out to me and hit me up with some messages or whatever, Facebook, whatever. Anyways, thank y'all for listening, because I'm almost out of time on this Anchor podcast. It lets you record up to 60 minutes, and I'm at 52:17 right now. So I hope y'all enjoyed everything I was talking about, and stay tuned for another episode, hopefully an interview with Rudy T and maybe some other people, maybe CJ Sharon, the one I played the song earlier of, the Flowers in My Soul, Flowers in My Soul by CJ Sharon. He was actually on a show called Wife Swap, his family, his sister is on another TV show, something to do with, like, food trucks, I think. His adopted sister, Danny Sharon, she's, like, Asian, and, you know, the rest of his family, they're all creative musically and artistically, so it's pretty cool, and they live over in, I think, Massachusetts or Maryland or, I don't know exactly what state they live in. It's kind of close to D.C., Washington, D.C., I think. So, CJ Sharon is pretty funny on TikTok. He's got little skits. He's got his music, and that's how I found out about him. And his brother makes his beats and stuff. So, check CJ Sharon out. Anyways, once again, I'm going to thank y'all for listening to my podcast. Go to hotrapmix.com. Go to brandnewyou.com. Brand New You is my blog. Hot Rap Mix is my site for Christian rap albums, singles, mixtapes, and more for, you know, my podcast and stuff like that, just to stay updated with, you know, what I'm jamming, you know, Christian rap and positive rap and hip-hop, maybe sometimes mixes. I might make some mixes. I've wanted to be my own DJ before, and I have kind of DJed before. Not technically, I haven't DJed live at a party or anything. It's just me mixing up beats and vocals and calling it a mix, you know. But some of them have come out sounding pretty fly. And that's why I've kind of got into podcasting, because I am a promoter and I like music and I want to promote some of my own music as well and promote other people's music. So, yeah. So I got less than 5 minutes left. Yeah, stay tuned. Stay tuned. It's your man, Brand New You. And God bless you. In Jesus' name.